not telling Siddha Pranali, it is not Siddha Pranali. Pranali is right there.
Yes.
But in what process they are going, all incorrect. What is Siddha Deh? How Siddha Deh comes? And how we should remember, who will remember? There are certain qualities. They don't follow all these things. They don't follow Siddha Pranali. Only they are eager to think themselves gopi automatically, and they follow the Sahajya path. Anyone who does not know any Siddhant, no acting, greed, nothing.
No greed.
No greed at all. They give to all persons, unequal persons. And those who are giving, also they have no greed. And those who are getting, they are also no greed. So that pranali is quite wrong.
They make a very loose interpretation of lobha, greed. Very loose interpretation.
When lobha comes, at that time, no anarth will be there. No greed for this worldly, mundane, all these things. So first you should bring my writing, and then I will help.
In Srila Vishwa
Chakravarti,
in Madhurya Kadambini, it describes the different progressive stages of after Sadhu Sangha comes Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asati, Bhav and Prem, like that. And I wanted to know, is it always that it goes from... Is it always in every devotee's heart going from one stage to the next, or can a little faint trace of some of them all show up even in the stage, even in the stage of Anartha Nivritti? Can there be some faint traces of tiny bit ruchi, tiny bit asakti, tiny bit nishta in the stage of Anartha Nivritti?
If a man, but your question is this, that if a man has shraddha, after shraddha, nishta will come. After nishta, ruchi will come. And ruchi will go to asakti. When ruchi will become asakti, then whether the ruchi will be there or not, this are little part of...
Yes, in the stage of Anartha Nivritti, very very new devotees, like our Western section, is it possible there can be just shadow reflection of tiny particle of ruchi, asakti, nishta in the stage of Anartha Nivritti? Or is it only going from one to the next? There can be no tiny asakti in the stage of Anartha Nivritti?
Anartha Nivritti of so many classes. Not in one level. Anartha Nivritti in so much way. Anartha Nivritti a little. Anartha Nivritti. It can be in nistha, ruchi, asakti, not something will be there.
Oh,
but if asakti goes to bhav, but yet there that may remain asakti there.
And full.
Full.
I got some bark.
दर्शन नहीं है तू हम डरा दें तुमको हमारे घर गांव में तेल नहीं है जो तेल लगा रहा है हाथ में ग्रुप
वहाँ बैठे सुन
सुन अरे की हरी कथा सुन
माना कर
सुनो एक ही दिन में तो आया और अब पैर में तेल लगाएगा फिलहाल में लग जाएगा सब
ऐसा छोड़ के चला
जाए धीरे धीरे
So then there is no possibility of there is no possibility of a devotee in the stage of anarti nivritti showing any signs whatsoever of ruchi or nishtha.
Everything will be there.
Oh, everything in the stage of anarti nivritti.
It will be in fullest. When there is not anarti nivritti, asakti cannot remain in full, but full esteem. But when anarti nivritti will be done, then fullest asakti, fullest bhav, and everything will be there. If prem has come out, at that time, Shraddha, Ruchi, Asakti, Nishtha, all will be there.
Maharaj, when one
अरे मानो भाई ये तुम्हें हरी कथा सुनो तो पहले
बात करें ना सुनने दो बात करें
अभी चिंता मत करो
due to having very bad birth
no effect of that no effect उसे बातचीत करो तब तक स्नान कर लेता उसे सुनो हरी कथा बहुत दिनों तक आई नहीं उसको छोड़ना मत जाने मत देना जब तक रहेगी उससे बातचीत करो कुछ नई नई बात अरे तुम क्यों नहीं मानता है तुम लोग मानता है अभी करने से हो जाएगा
Marshall, there are so many mental impressions which are almost like bhutas, like ghosts, haunting the jiva, the conditioned jiva. And we cannot fully show lolium, greed, for Krishna in our behavior, and yet we cannot become free of these bhutas of material attachments. How? What to do?
To chant and to serve senior Vaishnavas who are qualified and to them who actually have some snake for them are you for all these two practicing.
Then you must make my bhutas go away, Maharaj. Also, I was thinking that although in our line, the Rup Sanatan Sampradaya, our highest object of meditation is Srimati Radhika, but if one feels himself...
We cannot tell these things in this state. We have neither anything for Radhika nor for Krishna. But only expectation, kalpana.
Kalpana, I don't know.
You got no? Two images.
Imagining. So, when Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada used to say that we can pray to Krishna while chanting the Maha Mantra. In one talk that you gave previously, Maharaj, you said that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has stated that Krishna can hear the prayers of all of his devotees even though he is engaged in... Even while Krishna is absorbed in his leela, in Golok, you said that he was simultaneously Mugda and Aishvarya, both simultaneously. And even when he is absorbed in his leela, he can hear the prayers of his devotee.
What is the meaning of Abhyarga?
Aishvarya.
Aishvarya.
Ah. Yes, that he can hear the prayers of his devotees in the material world even while he's absorbed in Leela, Mugda. Like that. You said Krishna can do like that.
Aishvarya.
You said that while Krishna is absorbed in his Leela, Mugda, he can still hear the prayers of his devotees in the material Brahmanda because he is Aishvarya. So while we are chanting the Maha Mantra, should we think even all devotees can think that Krishna can hear them, or only the Uttama Vaishnavas?
No, no question of Uttama or Madhyam. But they should pray Krishna. No other willing should be joined on that.
No other?
No anyabhilashita. Nothing. No other kamna vasana should be any worldly desire or anything. Then he will do.
But as long as a devotee still is conditioned by worldly...
prayer should be that he should hear. If the prayer is not like qualified to hear, if you can give any prayer to any judge, but the lower person will think whether it is right to give or not. Understand?
Not so much. For example,
কি হয়েছে মা কিরকম কোথায় আছে ডক্টর কাছে আমি যাই নাই তোমার ওর কিছু আমি হয় নাই ছেলে টেলে
For example,
he can express, tell him and he can tell to me.
Okay. I was just simply wanting to find out if one of us is just praying to Krishna while we're chanting japa, does Krishna hear our prayers?
Our prayers will not hear in this stage, but a stage will come that he will hear.
So at this stage he is not hearing?
unless pure saranagati is not there, he is not bound to hear. He will hear, but he will give no attention. Because he knows that he is not doing actual prayer. He is praying for any other thing. So he will forward this letter to Shankar, Ram, Durga, Kali, he will follow. Understand something? He will be unconditional surrender. In that stage will be, then he will hear.
So in
this way, stage, he can give any his associates to for some association.
So
who are in this world? Understand something?
Yes, Maharaj. So then, for 16, 20, 20 years, devotees have...
What to tell about 20 and 30 years? Lakhs and lakhs, but
yes.
may go.
But yes, but I am saying, one who has been devotee in praying, chanting Mahamantra 20 years, he is only being received, heard by Lord Shiva or Durga or...
It is not necessary, but the condition of his, what is in, what stage his prayer is. If he is directly mentioning Krishna, that prayer is. But he can may wait for a time for any response. He is waiting and waiting for devotees that they should leave their anarth, they should go up to bhav, and after that frame, then he will respond directly. Otherwise he will respond indirectly.
Indirectly.
Samajh rahi hai?
Okay.
No, in trouble of Tayyar.
No, Tayyar, what happened?
Any question?
Yes. My cousin in America, he wants some Tulsi Mala for his neck. Ah, so I can get from you some for him? And also, I only have one strand, see?
You should also wear three.
Yes,
three.
So can you give from...
I will give you some.
Oh, then, thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Last time we spoke, you said that unless one is a pure Shuddha Vaishnava, when he chants the Harinam, it is going to Shankar and Durga and like that, and then indirectly, after some time, it may or may not reach Radha and Krishna. That is all right, certainly it has great mercy of Mahadev and Durga Devi to take the Jiva's prayers and offer to Radha and Krishna like that. I was wondering if perhaps there was some way that we could give more hope or make the newer devotees feel better. That maybe they did have some hope of a relationship with Radha and Krishna throughout their whole devotional life, rather than only when they are very, very advanced age and in seva, in sadhana. How can we go on with hope like
we
that?
We should follow Goswamis. We should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, so we cannot follow Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so simple. His preaching and doing of bhakti, and how he took Krishna name. like Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur up to that, or our Gurudev. We should try to follow how they have advanced in taking Haridas. Haridas should be taken with Sambandha Jnana, living all the Anna Vilas, Jnana Karma Yoga. And if a man has some mood of greed, Paraganuga, then it is too better. Chanting Harinam like them and remembering the past times of Krishna here, living in Vrindavan, in the guidance of a Shuddha Rasik Siddhanta Vid Vaishnava, then we can advance. Otherwise, left and left birth he will be there in the same level.
So, is it possible that is it that only Mahadev and Durga Devi are directly in contact with the devotees in their earlier stages of devotion at all times, or perhaps can Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu hear the prayers of the devotees?
What he is telling? उसे हमारा कोई मतलब नहीं है क्या मतलब है वी हैव नो कनेक्शन विद देम वी शुड फॉलो रूप रघुनाथ एंड अवर गुरु परंपरा हाउ दे हैव डन वी शुड ट्राई टू फॉलो देम
सो इन अदर वर्ड्स
व्हाई दुर्गा देवी शंकर एंड ऑल आर कमिंग हियर इन योर Person.
Because you mentioned last time I came, I asked you the question that can Radha and Krishna actually hear the sincere prayers of their devotees who are not Shuddha Vaishnavas yet? And you told me no, it is going to Shankar and Durga Devi.
Durga Devi and all others. It may be go to other deities like Ram also. Dwarkadhish and all others, Durga, Kali, Shankar, they can hear. Krishna has made them for all these things.
But still, we should feel as if perhaps there is a chance that Krishna may hear.
If you will call only Krishna, then he will hear. But if you have ulterior motives, then Krishna will reject your that prayer and he will send to Durga, Kali and
Okay.
And if you have no other kamna, no anna vilas, then Krishna can give it to any, if it is similar to Sakhya-bhav, so then he can forward to Subal Siddha. And if it is favorable for gopis, he can forward it to Rup Manjari or Lalita Vishakha. No? And if it is connected with Vatsalya Bhav, then he can forward it to Nand Baba or Yashoda or Vasudeva Devaki. There are so many offices, and office maintainer out there. So Krishna has no time to do all that. As everyone cannot go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they said, approach to Sarup Damodar. And then he sees that thing. And if it is proper to tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can forward to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise he rejects and you go to that person.
Yes.
Likewise.
But Maharaj, until the stage of Shuddha Bhakti, to have an ulterior motive is unavoidable because of past bad conditioning. So how?
Because Krishna is Advaigyan Parthattva. So all are situated in Krishna. So if Krishna tells them to hear, that it means that Krishna hears, but Krishna directly insults that one here.
Until one is Shuddha.
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 Not only Shuddha. He should have some rush.
Yes.
Then?
Yes.
Krishna Parjantana. Otherwise he will be Dwarkadish, Mathura, or so many manifestors.
Vishnu.
But it can be told that Krishna here, because up to Vishnu, all the tapas are in Krishna. Vishnu, you know, Garbhodasai,
yes.
Shrodasai, Garbhodasai, Vishnu, all are included in Krishna.
Maharaj, generally, the ulterior motives of a devotee may not be something like great wealth, pratishta, or kamini, no, but just simple things like I want not to suffer anymore, I want to be a little happy, like that simple, general.
Nothing
should be there.
No, at all. Only Krishna should be happy. For only Krishna should be. Krishna should be happy. This mood should be there. Otherwise, they will reject him and they will forward to others.
Suppose somebody is desiring to have wealth, to serve Krishna. What is this? What kind of desire is that?
He will send it at once. Shutting eyes to Nara.
Why?
Why not?
No, but he is desiring to serve Krishna.
No. Well, that's not a... When Gopi lives with Krishna, wealth is necessary there, or heart is necessary. But anyone can meet Krishna with their wealth. What Srimati Radhika gives to Krishna? But
heart.
Not heart. Heart full of affection. Not that affection, only rush affection. Not only Shanta Dasya Sapta Vatsalya. Only Gopi Bhav. Not Gopi Bhav. Priya Narmal Sati Bhav. Not that. Only Mahabhav. Mahabhav cannot go on. Malli Madan Modana Kshava. Oh, yes. So, Malli, the thing that Krishna will suit be pleased. I am doing everything for pleasing Krishna. Then Krishna will hear, Krishna will enjoy. I want some wealth, or go to Narayan.
Yeah, no problem, I can go. Just need to come here. To you. Yeah. If Krishna send us to this land,
if anyone goes, wants wealth, they should not come to me.
Yeah, okay. Then you want to that wealth. Bahar se bane hue hain. He tells you.
They should go to Mukunda.
Marsh, come. Should we?
Can you give her wealth?
No.
Ornament
only you have
of golden ornament?
Nothing. I have nothing.
How she can serve Krishna?
You have that, that's why I come here.
Maharaj, Should we think that our Gurudev can hear our prayers when we chant, or that, again, it is just going to different departments?
Try to make your heart as we say. Then Krishna is bound to hear. Krishna hears. And Krishna is also Gurudev, included in Krishna.
Raj, I want to know, what if somebody is feeling sometimes so much separation that it is just not tolerable, cannot tolerate? So what happens? So only sometimes, once in a while. If it happens, then what is that actually?
It is the mercy of Krishna. For a moment you are feeling this, it is the mercy of Krishna. You are trying something, so Krishna is giving to you. But by regular practicing, it will gradually develop. It will come from half a second, then second, then 2 seconds, because you cannot tum sah nahi sakti hai isliye wo khanik diya iske baad jaise jaise sahti jayegi
sakti aati jayegi aapki
waise aise badhate hain to abhi mar jayega.
So first comes this mood of separation.
Tumko to thoda sa ho jata hai, tum ji rahe ho. Nahi
Maharaj,
humko to aisa hota hai. Kuch nahi
hai, to zaruri thodi ki hota hai.
It is done by affection and mood. So we should make our mood to be served.
To be?
To serve.
I was going here and there, and there was so much busy.
Yes.
Especially I'm out tired. So I think that 1 or 2 days resting and restored. Hear my prayer. Please give me my Siddha Swarup, what is. And you should engage me in the service of Radha and Krishna Devali Seva. Also in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, they have told, he has told about Siddha Deha. But Siddha Deha is not any kapol kalpana. The thing of mind.
Right.
But it comes from upper. By the grace of Guru, Gauranga, and associates of Radha and Krishna. Are you?
So,
we will try also. And when, by the grace of them, it will come in our heart, then it is proper way. This is Siddha Pranayama. But we will try also. We should have some greed. What is my name? What is our Siddha Swarup? What is all these things? By the grace of Gurudev, all come. But not imagine. Not imagine.
Yes, yes, Maharaj. Never, never imagine. So, previously, I asked you, what if a devotee is only following his Gurudev's sadhana bhakti and never deviating, and he has very strong desire or aspiration, ambition, not thinking I am that, but only desire, only
prayer,
desire.
Prayer.
Ah, yes, yes. For many years, like 15 years, like this, a younger devotee, like myself, no, just small devotee, and you said to me, ah, something is beginning to sprout. Now, in regard to that, is it unnatural or is it proper to think that whatever is the Siddha Deya of our Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I just want to be his menial, insignificant servant in my Siddha Deya, serving him in his Siddha Deya in Goloka. Is this proper or not proper?
You should always follow Raghunath Das Goswami.
Hmm.
In Bilap Krishnanjali, in Braja, Braja Vilasya Spala, what he has prayed. No? I want to serve like this. When my day will come, that I will serve like this.
Hmm.
When I will bathe you. When I will do sringar of you.
Oh.
When a day will come, that I will be your palya dashi.
Hmm.
Hmm? When I will ornament you like this, we will pray.
Hmm.
But I am that very manjari.
Hmm.
This should not.
No, that's not.
After some time it may come by the grace of Guru and Gauranga and all the associates.
But Maharaj, what if one's inner aspiration, such long time desire, is, for example, to be cowherd boy, not manjari?
No, don't do anything.
Huh.
You should read the books of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Set your mind free and hard.
Huh.
Hmm? Doing so, actually, one day a pure greed for any of them will come.
Hmm.
Then try to do accordingly.
Hmm.
Don't be cowherd.
No, not be, Mark. Just desire only. Not be.
No.
Only desire only.
No, don't do it. Oh,
yeah.
You should read and try to follow Rupa Goswami. What Rupa Goswami follows. What Raghunath Das Goswami. What Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Try to mold your mind and heart like them. This is our sadhana.
Hmm. I understand, Maharaj.
Okay. Try to follow me.
Yes, Maharaj.
No?
Yes.
Don't speculate, or don't...
Oh, speculate.
Absolutely.
Huh.
And don't imagine anything. Mm. Only pray.
Yes. We should only desire to be a sevaka. Not even desire to be dasyara, sakyara, svatsalyara.
What they have done, we try to follow. What they have done.